Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to the Revisionist Report with Carolyn Yeager. It's Wednesday, June 22nd, and I am Carolyn. Some interesting news from Austria. The right-wing Freedom Party, mostly known as the FPÖ, led by Heinz Christian Strache, has voted for a new party program. It's making news because it's a sharp right turn, well, in one area anyway. The major point that is new is that they are declaring that Austria is a part of the German nation. And it says in their platform, now, the FPÖ is the leading, is a strong party in Austria. It's the leading right-wing party. It may be the only right-wing party. But it is now, its leader, Heinz Christian Strache, is now close to leading in the polls for the upcoming election as the for a new chancellor. So this is, they've really made some gains, and this is what they put in their new party platform. Austria's language, history, and culture is German. The majority of Austria's population belongs to the German Volks language and culture community. Austria is not an immigration country. It therefore pursues a birth-oriented family policy. It considers itself as an advocate of the South Tyroleans and Ladinians, which are German-speaking people who are now in a Italian area called Tyrol. This has a long history of back and forth and dispute. And I don't know, I'm not sure who the Ladinians are, but that's another, would be another area outlying that has a lot of Germans in it. So it's an advocate of these areas, wants to take care of the interest of the Austrians outside of Austria from the former regions of the Habsburg monarchy or back when it was the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, and there are a number of a lot of ethnic groups mixed together, with Germans being in the majority. So it's cognizant of this whole historical picture here, and going back and saying that these are the people, the ones with their German language, and the party will strive for Tyrol's unity and the self-determination of the South Tyroleans. This is really rather groundbreaking. My Austrian correspondent, who alerted me to this, tells me that it's a very strong statement and different from the old one that was in the platform under Haider, when that was written under Jörg Haider, who has since died in a car crash several years ago. But at that time, they had the declaration that they stood up for a true Christendom. I think what they've just changed the language to may have been absolutely impossible even a few years ago. I mean, they didn't talk like that, but they talked about Christian. They were still anti-immigrant, but they talked about Christendom and various things. But now they have changed it to Austria's language, history, and culture is German. There are a lot of comments to this article in the Jungfreiheit, which I Google translated the page, and so they're a little garbled. But they're very interesting, and most of them are people being very happy about this. Germans, they're all Germans or Austrians writing there, and a few of them are sour about it. But most are saying this is a great event. So I thought I'd let you know about this.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry about this music problem that I keep having, but I am now going to be working on it. All right. I think I said that... I finished what I was saying about Austria, but I didn't say that if you'd like to comment on this, I would be happy to take your call at 1-800-313-9443. This is Carolyn Yeager with the Revisionist Report. Yesterday, I was reading from a blog called German Views. I'm quite taken with this blog, and I thought there was a lot of interesting information that I imparted. Didn't have any callers, and I do encourage you, if you have any questions or comments today, to call in and let me know if you agree or disagree with some of the things that are being said. Now, I said yesterday that there were some very good, lots of interesting stuff in the comments following this particular blog, which was titled the Third War Against Germany. It's all about the re-education policies and process that took place, otherwise known as denazification, in Germany between, say, 1945 and 1949. But we must also remember that this denazification was a re-education that has now been applied all over the world, and is certainly all over the white Western world, to all the rest of us, although not in such a such a concentrated way. But we've all been re-educated through our media mainly, but also through the classroom, through the whole academic world, from kindergarten through, you know, graduate school. This is in place. And so I'm going to read first here a comment from someone named Thomas Volker, who has answered a question from another commenter. And here are some of the things that he said about this. First, he says that he recommends a book called The History of Political Correctness for this other commenter to read in order to understand more about what's being said here, what the article was about. And I'm going to be talking about that book. That's in English, and you can find it at, well, just probably if you Google the history of political correctness, you will be led to it. There's a PDF of it at www.observations.net/marxism.html. I haven't had a chance to actually start reading that yet, but you might be interested in it. Now, this Thomas Volcker says that one of the things he says is the purpose of the Frankfurt School was to destroy the cultural backing of the German society because they, the Allies, tried to change that cultural backing. Remember, we were talking about how they have to take away, they have to separate you from your culture. And we know that this is the this work of the Frankfurt School is well known to most people who look into any of this. And this is exactly what they have done, what they did. So Thomas goes on, the re-education happened all over the Western world. It was done everywhere the same way, with books, media, via schools. If you have an answer for the question, how the children in us, see, he's German. Some of these people on here, they're German, and sometimes their English is a little, it's not translated, but their English is just a little odd. If you have a question for the, if you have an answer for the question, how the children in the U.S. are being indoctrinated, then you have an answer to the question, how it was done in Germany. That is, sure, you know, actually what we see, what we know has been done here and is being done right now, is just the same thing as was done in Germany. But as I say, and as he says also, in Germany it was more intense. The specialty, because they were able to do it right out in the open and say they were doing it without trying to pretend like they weren't really doing it, because of the war. So the specialty of Germany is the Holocaust, he says, but in all other countries there are such events of guilt which are used to augment the need of altering the society or to be or used as arguments for altering the society. Say in the rest of Europe it's colonialism, you know, Europe's colonialist past, and in the United States it's slavery. And of course, we also know that the Indian issue, the Native American issue, is being used even by many people who are our allies in this battle. Get carried away with these things and don't look at it from a large enough perspective, in my estimation. And they, you know, it's so easy. We've all become very accustomed to hating ourselves. We've become very accustomed to looking back on the white race and our own peoples and saying, my God, we did this, we did that. And we don't really spend that time. We don't looking at what other peoples have done to their own people and to us and to many others and make an equation there and look at the whole picture as to who brought good things to the world and along with some bad, and who brought nothing to the world, really. So anyway, I don't know if it's time. It's not time yet. All right, the re-education is not a specific German event, he says, but the German was more intensive, yes. The purpose of the Frankfurt School members of the re-education of the Germans and the resistance to Marxism of our people is related to our specific history after the Middle Age. He is saying that that the German people have resisted Marxism very strongly. He makes this point in several places, and I'm happy to hear him make that point because I would think so, but I can't be absolutely sure. But he knows more about what the Germans have been doing in German history. And he makes this point very strongly, and he says it's related to the German history after the Middle Ages. And he says the Germans will never accept Marxism. And this he comes up with a little bit later. It looks like I have a call from Warner, and since I invited callers, I'm not sure. Do I have a call from Warner, or is this a different type of message?
Idea.
Oh, hi Warner. This is Werner. Yes, I know you, Werner. How are you doing?
Oh, just hanging in there.
Okay.
Try to take it easy. It's no sense being too rambunctious, you know.
Well, not in this hot weather. I'm having very hot weather where I live, I can tell you that.
Oh, it's cool here, maybe in the upper 50s.
Well, you live somewhere else.
Yeah, here on the East Coast.
Okay. Well, what are you calling about, Warner?
Well, I've asked myself the question after I went through a crash course of re-education in history. I grew up over in the old country after the war, and mm-hmm. we were subjected to all the brainwashing. You know?
Very interesting. And where exactly were you, do you mind saying?
I grew up in Germany, on the western side of the Iron Curtain.
Yes, all right.
And we were living in the British-occupied zone. But, as I say, I'd ask myself always questions about the history, and then what I knew about the German history over the centuries. Basically, Germany was in the center of Europe, and whatever wars they were fought in Europe, most of the time they were being fought on the German soil. Mm-hmm. And the people had to suffer. And if they would have used their resources as wasteful, as it has been done in the so-called communist East Bloc, you know, the people never would have survived.
Yes.
So they developed a society where it that depended on personal initiative. And the communist system basically eradicated the personal initiative. Like in
Correct.
In the former Soviet Union, with all those immense land resources, towards the end of their system, they couldn't even feed themselves anymore. And I became aware of some figures about that at the time, 2.5% of the agricultural ground was still privately owned in little plots. And on those 2.5%, the people were producing 40% of all the food.
Amazing. So, amazing,
there
isn't it?
The advantages of that so-called communist system. Advantages in quotation marks.
Yeah.
And,
yes, you're being ironic.
Yeah. And over the last 100 years, this bankrupt system, it was being peddled and promoted at Western universities.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we look at the humanitarian aspect, one of the most murderous systems, the communist system, again, it was being promoted at Western University.
I have been learning about some things about what took place behind the Iron Curtain in some of these countries. I was just reading something that was in Romania in the concentration camps, the Soviet concentration camps in Romania after the war. Unbelievable. When we talk about what was done to the Germans, it becomes unbelievably appalling. But some of this stuff that these real communists did when they had full control behind the Iron Curtain, so to speak, that might sound a little trite today, but that's really what it was. Unbelievable these experiments in how to separate people from their humanity and their identity. It's just so when you talk about how horrible the communist system is, you are absolutely right, and most people don't know, and I didn't know. Okay, Werner, we're going to take a break. Hold on, we'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager, and is Werner still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Werner. Well, where did you leave off?
We were talking about the East Bloc countries and the inhumanity and the brutality that was being done to most of the people there.
Yes. Did you have something further that you wanted to say?
Well, I basically got a wake-up call, a real wake-up call. I was already aware of some of those horror stories from when I grew up over in the old country. And as a young fella, I heard the people that went through the experiences, that had fled from across the Iron Curtain, that lived under the communist system, and the ones that were soldiers in the war and that had been prisoners of war in the Gulag, you know. So I was already some familiar, but I did not know to what extent and what kind of a murderous system it was. I got a wake-up call there a while ago when I was listening to Mr. Mesaros. Every so often he's a guest on Rick Adams, you know, and I wished he would come back on again, you know.
Now, this man was Mr. who?
Hungarian George.
Oh, okay, yes. All right.
As I say, I really got a wake-up call about the extent of the criminal and inhumane acts that were being done under that system.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, you know, we shouldn't glorify the capitalist system either, you know.
Oh, no.
There have been very bad excesses, you know, under the capitalist system.
Well, they're bad in a different way. They've gotten that bad. I don't know. They're both, so many people say communist and capitalist are just two sides of the same coin.
Well, I
don't know exactly if you can make a real good argument about that, but overall it seems to have some truth to it. We need
two
to find
on the
a
same
middle
bird,
ground.
And it's a nasty vulture, the right wing and the left wing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're wings on the same bird. This is the most wasteful and most inhumane, those are the most wasteful and most inhumane systems. And now about globalization, I think there was globalization all along over the last few centuries, just only it was being called colonialism.
Yes.
You know?
Well, yes. Well, sure. You're right. And, now, what would you, what is the system or what is the way that you think is the right way? Or is, you know, how can you describe what you believe?
What I believe people want freedom, and freedom is the freedom to take on responsibility. You cannot separate freedom from personal responsibility. You know.
Well, would you say that, it's hard to see how things would actually work out because there's always these evildoers who are trying to, you know, mess up everything and ruin it, even when it would work if we didn't have people like that. You know, things would work out all right. But I see a world full of independent nations, and each is allowed to do on its own what it wants, and it rises or falls on its own efforts. And there's none of this where we're going to support, you know, a bigger nation is going to support a bunch of littler nations so that it can control them, in essence. And so and I don't know how you do this, but if you are wealthy and doing very well, you can't use that wealth to be over influential on others. Your people do well, and these other people are allowed to rise or fall on their own. And this is how I see this responsibility. It's your own efforts. It's going to be uneven. The world is going to be very uneven. You're going to have rich nations and poor nations, but at least they'll be free. And if they're poor, it's of their own doing, because all nations, you know, Germany never had any resources. There are a lot of poor nations that have a lot of rich wealth in their resources. And of course, these then have been exploited by the richer nations. But if that was not allowed, and then, you know, you have a nation like Germany that doesn't, and yet they had the resource of their people. And as you said, the hardworking people who could produce so much out of so little and invent things and create things. And so everybody has something, and it has to be left that way.
Hmm? So that basically was an example about sustainability, you know, because that country could not rely on all the wealth and the resources from the colonies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And as I say, you know, living and let live. You know, and what the Lord said, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. You know, the golden rule.
Yeah. Well, you know, these are good generalizations, but then how that works out in reality can be very complicated and not very easy.
But at the same time, people have to be vigilant, and wherever there are those detrimental influences, you know, people have to learn again to speak out, you know.
Well, yeah, of course, they're discouraged from that. That's what we're talking about, this re-education, which is really control of all our information sources and the media. Well, Werner, I want to thank you for your call. I enjoyed it very much. And we have Steve on the line. Let's take Steve from Illinois. Oops. Here's the music.
Hi, how you doing, Carol?
Hi, Steve. Hold on, and we'll get you on after the break, all right?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
come from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Welcome back. I'm Carolyn, and I have Steve from Illinois on the line. Hi, Steve.
How are you doing, Carolyn? In regards to that control of the media, I'd like to abstract from the German version of the Wikipedia. This is not in English. But the Information Control Division, founded by the American Occupation Army, part of SHAPE under Robert A. McClure. And this was it says a consolidation of propaganda, and as I say, I'm abstract. And it goes down in the beginning, there were 8 German daily newspapers printed under the Americans. And of course, it was all slanted, biased, and propagandized news. Mm-hmm. And then it says they also funded foreign language daily newspapers for displaced persons and POWs in Germany. They bragged about how they had 6 radio stations, 314 theaters, 642 movie theaters, and 7,384 book dealers and printers.
All pumping out Allied propaganda, right?
Exactly. Favoring the Social Democrats. And the goal was propagate with the short propaganda films that they were making was to rerun the German concentration camps and the Nuremberg Nuremberg trials. That says Nuremberg process. That's a German word. And they had a blacklist for certain Germans who couldn't write or couldn't publicize their works. There was Norbert Schulze, Wilhelm Furtwängler. Of course, he's symphonic director. And then it says prohibited was Siegfried Trauermarsch. From Wagner, the Getter Dämmerung, Strauss's Ein Heldenleben, and that was prohibited from playing on Hitler's birthday. And then they had, I guess this is another gentleman, Sibelius Finlandia. I don't know what that is.
Yes, Sibelius. Sibelius, a very great
okay.
Composer.
And Chopin's Revolutions Etude. I don't know what that, something about revolution, Chopin. And it says there that there was a split between the two groups. One was the pro-communist one under Saul Padover, or Padover, and Cedric Belfrage. And they were trying to eliminate certain artists. And then they backed, like it says, the Wilhelm Gerst and Emil Karlebach and Hans Meyer, chief of the Radio Frankfurt, and Rudolf Agricola and Heinz Norden. And that has to do with that. In particular, you were talking about the deterioration or the fossilization and artificiality of art. Well, that's in, and I'm surprised Werner didn't bring this up, or Gerhardt. It's in Oswald Spengler's book, The Decline of the West, Der Untergang des Abendlandes. And they bring that up, or he brings that up, where people don't know their own culture. They're ignorant of the history of their own people and the cultural traditions, and that's one of the symptoms of decay of civilization.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
very good. So, are you saying that the Germans lost touch with their own culture because it was so much of it was taken away from them, and is not allowed to be produced or shown, or if it's ever brought up, it's criticized heavily? And
sure.
Seen as, you know, fascist or Hitlerian or something like that.
Exactly. And while we're seeing a little revival, I know I brought this up about heritage learners in this country. The kids in school, give them some credit. They feel themselves German, and they don't want to learn another language except for German. We need to really encourage that so the kids get back to their roots. If you start reading German, you'll get more and more involved in it. And You'll feel your own personality, and you'll get in tune with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's what these people on this blog are doing, a wonderful work by bringing this blog in English, because they are Germans.
Oh, I didn't realize
And they're saying a lot of really interesting things that we could learn a lot from, and also explaining the plight that they're in. But they're seem to be quite firm in that they're going to move forward. And this is all what's considered right-wing in Germany, and what we would consider on the right. And that has a bad connotation for many. But I think this whole left-right can get confused in people's minds, and we label things, and not everybody uses the words in the same way. One of the commenters on this particular blog, one of the last ones, he's a German. He said that in Germany, the word race is totally eliminated in the language. Nobody is using it except as part of the word anti-racism. But you cannot even, he said, you just can't even talk about race, because it's something that doesn't exist anymore for Germans. They can't use the word. Well, that's an example.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd bring that up.
Okay, thank you very much, Steve. Thanks for calling. Call again, and now we have Joe from Indiana. Hi, Joe.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Carolyn. As usual, fantastic show. I just wanted to be brief about a couple of points. When I was in college, I was an exchange student in what, at the time, it was East Germany and West Germany. So I got to spend almost an academic year in the East Side and then an academic year in the West Side. And it was a very interesting experience in my life, because I met all kinds of people. And you can imagine the people I ran into also. But a few points I was very much aware that there was, and I was very disappointed in a lot of things, because I had high ideals and things like that. But I was disappointed to see how Germany was under, especially in West Germany, the way they suppressed the people. And I ran into some people that were in the post-war so-called propaganda, the way they were supposed to readminister Germany. And part of the plan, and I had these people tell me, was to introduce a lot of pornography and drugs into Germany. Mm. And I saw that. I saw young people strung out on heroin out in the streets playing guitars. And it just, I wanted to grab these people and shake them and say, what are you doing to yourselves? And there was huge graphic posters, you know, promoting nudity and that kind of way of life, you know, and all that. And when I talk to certain people in the know, you know, you get to know people after a while, and some in circles that were related to the government, it was, they said it was part of a plan of the Allies. The Allies introduced that to break the German spirit.
Their spirit, but also to break their whole concept of thinking well of German, excuse me, of anything German, you know,
and
changing
right.
the whole sense of what being a German is.
Absolutely, and you're so right about the German history. You know, a lot of it was, as far as the war years, were being suppressed or not even mentioned in history books. And I remember going to some of the opera houses in East Germany and West Germany, and the eagles were broken. I noticed there was damage inside the old buildings. And I remember asking, well, what happened over there? And they said, the eagles were broken off because that's something to do with nationalism. We don't want to promote any sort of nationalism to these people. So they literally broke eagles off. These buildings were probably built in the 1700s or the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And it was horrible.
It's really what you're saying are things that I have not heard. And I would just like to comment here that we have a lot of listeners at RBN who are very, what they call, patriotic, think in terms of America, and it's good to think in terms of saving the real America, but a lot of them, this kind of information would be very new, because they really promote Americanism, and they have no idea. They think that Americans were doing all this great work over rebuilding Europe after the war, and spent all this money in the Marshall Plan and so on. And it's all due to Americans in the USA and so on. And they have no idea and might have a hard time taking in this kind of information. And I hope a lot of those people will listen. And I hope that they will call in if they disagree or if they would like to
I really do, because I know a lot of the folks that I was in contact with, this is back in the 1980s before the walls came down. I know probably a lot of them were older, and, you know, some have probably been since retired, or maybe many have passed away. I ran into a lot of the older generation that were pre-war and talked with them, and they were disappointed about what was happening in their country, and they saw it. I knew people that had been in the military, and I ran into a lot of those circles, and I know how the Germans, it takes a long time to warm up to them, and they got to figure at some point, because you can imagine how many times they've been betrayed, especially in the East Bloc countries. Mm-hmm. And it takes a little while to warm up to them, and then they'll start talking to you about the horrors of what happened. It was just amazing. I learned quite a bit. It was just terrible. It's amazing to me Germany's even survived.
It wasn't supposed to, I think, you know, according to a lot of people. But
one last thing I wanted to tell you. When I went to Potsdam, our communist tour guide was taking us through. That was my first time being aware of what Morgenthau had planned for Germany after the war. They were literally going to strip Germany of – they were going to divide it up into these little provinces, strip it of all its industries, and just make little farms. Ironically, the communist tour guide made a comment as well. Even we opposed that plan. They didn't want Germany completely naked as far as industrial. But the other thing was they were still using steam locomotives, and I was wondering, I had asked the question, well, don't you have the diesel locomotives or the electric ones that they have? They said, oh, yes, we make them. For every 10 diesel or electric locomotives that the East Germans were making, 9 of them were just taken by the Russians and shipped off to the Soviet Union, and the Germans only had one left. They would sell them on the Western markets just to have some money. But it was just amazing. It was just amazing. I could tell you so much, but I don't want to take up your time.
Well, I think what you have said is very, very enlightening, and not anything that anyone else has said. And I think, I appreciate what you've said, and I hope you will call in again, Joe.
Oh, thank you, Carolyn. Take care. Have a good day.
Okay. Now he's talking about those steam locomotives. Now Germany is making these very, very sophisticated submarines, and they have to practically give them away to Israel. So the rest of the world is still, the Allied nations are still taking you know, taking from Germany, are still letting the Germans work and produce, and then they're taking it for themselves. So in one way or another, that there's a lot of that going on. Well, I appreciate those callers very much. Now, to go back to what this commenter on the blog was saying, he said that he's talking about Marxism, the effort to install Marxism into Germany, and that the Germans, he said, will always resist it. He says the Marxists consider Germany to be the key to the victory of the so-called New World Order, communism. He's calling the New World Order basically communism. Now, this is different because some people will say that, but most people say, well, New World Order is globalism and it's Zionism. But they never, and Zionism is a word that's quite, is used as kind of a euphemism, it seems to me, as our enemy, but it's not very clear just what it is. He is putting it as communism. And really, there are those who say, probably correctly, that Zionism is the modern day communism. But it's just couched in a different dressing so that we don't recognize that we've got the same thing constantly recycling. And he says the Marxists are right. He says that, you know, that Germany is the key to the victory of the New World Order. And more than they imagine, but they lost the war of ideologies long ago, and they do not know it. All right. There's more on this. Very interesting. He says the meaning of cultural Marxism can only be revealed if you set it in a context with economic Marxism and the Marxist revolutionary theory. And that means you have to understand dialectical materialism and the purpose of Marxist theories. And there are three written works, he says, you need to make the correct conclusions. One is the history of political correctness, which I mentioned earlier, and we will be talking about that on further shows. The second is the Red Symphony script. Well, I'm familiar with the Red Symphony, but I'm not sure what all he might mean by script. It might come out in some of these other writings. The book Problems on Leninism, which I took a look at too, which gives a quick introduction to Marxist revolutionary theory, and there's a place where it can be found. I will post these in my archive on the archive blurb. Now, you know, some of this is quite a bit of reading. I don't know how many people are going to read all this stuff. I don't know how much of it I'm going to read, but in any event, I can learn from what these people are saying. So now there's a fellow, another commenter who writes, he calls himself Yunu. And now this is obviously an American, and he's commenting on this blog. He says, now he's bringing up some good arguments that people on RBN might bring up, some of them. And that's why I wanted to bring this up, because this is a typical kind of American view. Now, he's very open-minded. He says there are many conservatives like myself who would be ready to unite with German conservatives. But the first thing that would happen is that we would be branded fascists if we were. And he says this is a problem because people, he says we are paranoid, and he says people are afraid of that whole, even of being called that word. And they're afraid of things to do with Germany because of the kind of re-education, the kind of education we've had here. And the idea, he says, of a third war against Germany, which is the title of this blog, seems bizarre and sort of Hitlerian to most people, because there wasn't a war against Germany, but it was always in the American mind. Germany was at war against everyone else. So now he also says you need some conservative leadership to reach out to Americans. For conservatism to survive, we may need to go multinational. Think of it, multinational groups for national sovereignty. Now, I've heard this before, that we need to join with all the good people around the world and for the causes that we believe in, like conservative or a nationalism, because there's all kinds of nations that are not white nations that want that like nationalism. So this is an idea that's put forth, that we would create a multinational organization to be for nationalism. I find that a little, I'm not sure quite how that would work. Like all things, it's easier, sounds better on paper than when you're actually trying to do it. Now, he also says, is this going after communism attached in a way to a defense of national socialism? Or are we going after communism in order to defend national socialism? He said a lot of people would think that. All right, I hear my music, ladies and gentlemen. I think I better say take the break now, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for our last segment. The last message that I just heard was, your voice is important, let it be heard. I thought that was a good way to lead into this. Our voices are important, and I'm certainly trying to make my voice be heard. Back to this American who was commenting on this blog. He was saying that that the idea of many in America, many Americans, would be that, well, if you're in this context, maybe trying to blame communism or to show communism in such a bad light is in some way is connected to wanting to defend national socialism, and you know, what he's implying here is that, and then even he says, I would like to know more of where you are coming from. You know, there's tremendous skepticism about National Socialism. And more than that, I mean, it has a totally negative connotation, and people feel totally negative toward it. I mean, that is, and then if you use the little short name for it, Nazism, then they really, I mean, that's totally unacceptable. So there's a long way to go to making anything like this acceptable, but we're just talking about looking at the facts of what actually was taking place and who did what. So he says, then he finishes his comment with, the damage from cultural Marxism is deep and deepening and radically underestimated. Think about that. The media has never heard of it. He means the media is never going to talk about it. It doesn't talk about it. It doesn't mention anything about cultural Marxism. If we mention communism, it is seen as a conspiracy theory of a bygone era. I like that. He's so right. You know, if nowadays, if you say, well, communism is doing this or doing that, people, it's like, what? Communism is dead. Communism collapsed in 1989. Communism doesn't exist anymore. There's no such thing as communism. Zionism is the problem now. Well, okay, except we need to understand that it's a continuation. And we have many people that are our allies, as I said before, who say this kind of thing, and they laugh if you bring up communism. And I think there are a lot of people who bring up communism, and they are kind of in the past. They're sort of stuck in a certain point of view, and they're stuck in this pro-Americanism. This rah-rah America and anti, they're really stuck in that, in the Cold War. And I think we certainly need to get past that. In America, he says, this writer, liberals endlessly evoke Joe McCarthy as a way to block any discussion of communism. Well, there you go too. You know, Joe McCarthy has been used so successfully by the left and by the communists as the reason why we should never talk about communists, because that's a witch hunt. And then that is translated to other groups that are under Zionism, associated with Zionism, and then it becomes a witch hunt, just like Joe McCarthy carried out. So we have all these problems in America, among Americans, for Americans getting past all these big screens so that they can really see things as they are. And it's very, very difficult. I hope a lot of these people will listen to my program. I really welcome them to listen and to call in. And I want to thank you all for listening today. I've enjoyed doing this show. I'm enjoying this Monday through Friday show very much. And get back with me tomorrow. Thank you very much. Good night. Good day. Good morning. Good day.
The next round of the worst.